My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
This is fun, man. This feels like, you know, we're back in 2007, 2008 again.
Oh, yeah.
Little Sean and John,
yeah,
you know, from back in the day.
17 years ago, back in mid-30s, where you still felt you had, you know, life by the
you-know-what. Little juice. You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So at least for today, you know.
Yeah.
John Harris in for Seth Payne. Of course, as many of you know, John Harris and myself, Sean Pendergast, started in this business together. And early on, one of the great friends we made, and one of the most fun athletes to cover. I would say one of the most fun people to cover.
You're stretching the word athlete, by the way.
What are you talking about?
You're stretching the word athlete.
Man, listen to you. Shots fired.
Yeah, already.
Yeah.
Figured I'm going to start off and then work.
He's a CEO now, you know.
I know. I know.
You know, he's a CEO. We're talking about our good friend, former Texans wide receiver, CEO of Breakaway Data. You can find him on the X at @DavidAnderson89. DA, David Anderson. What's going on, DA?
I'd expect that out of Richard Justice, John, but not out of you. Okay? Unbelievable. This guy coming, you're shooting BB guns. You're not even shooting real shots yet. Jeez, please.
Oh, man. You know it's all love. You know that we always thought of you as an athlete first and foremost.
You better. I mean, you don't win a lottery to go play in the NFL. People always look at me. They're like, how'd you get there? You must have been fast. I was like, well, no, I was really slow. Gosh, I was really good at calculus. That's why they put me on the team.
Exactly.
I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah. That's what Kubiak was looking for in the draft in 06. Yeah. All right.
Trig.
Seventh round.
Yeah.
Who can handle the calculus?
The team. Yeah. Who cares?
You could dunk a basketball, right, DA?
In eighth grade. I dunked a basketball in eighth grade.
Wow. Man.
At like five, yeah, like a little, I was a little short. I was basically full grown going into high school.
Okay.
One of those guys. And then, yeah, so eighth grade, I was a beast. Okay. My brothers are 6'4", 6'2". I had size 12 shoes going in high school. So everyone thought I was going to be like 6'3", 6'4", like my older brother. And then just, I don't know, didn't eat my Wheaties, didn't do something.
Hey, well, you made it to the NFL.
Yeah, I had this conversation. I can't remember who I was having this conversation with yesterday, but we were talking about parents and how parents perceive their kid. And, oh, my kid's going Major League Baseball. You know, he's going to be the greatest golfer. And I always feel like if parents could honestly look at an NFL locker room and go, yeah, my kid is just like that guy. For you, when you walked in that locker room, I mean, obviously, you're extremely athletic. You talked about you dunked basketball at eighth grade. When you walked into an NFL room for the first time and you saw the athletes that you were in the room with, what were your thoughts?
What am I doing here? I think is the first thing. I was like, am I sure I want to do this? And don't forget, we were like, that was with a team coming off, what, 2 wins or 3 wins when I was drafted?
Yeah, yeah. 2 wins.
Like, I always tell people I went on to the Texans. I had no idea if we were a good or a bad NFL football team, you know? And so, like, it took me a couple years to realize that we weren't as good as we thought we were, but we could putting a pretty good team together. But certainly, like, you walk in the locker room, you got guys like Mario Williams that you were drafted with. You got offensive linemen that are just absolute monsters. I think the biggest difference is the interior defensive linemen and linebackers just could run. You know, we had D'Amico Ryans, and he could run. He chased down everything. He was sideline to sideline. You're used to catching a ball in limited space as a receiver, but then you're able to make a move or two. And in the NFL, you get one move, like, as soon as you catch it. Otherwise, you know, there's 5-6 hands on you or you're getting tackled. And I think that was just the biggest difference is the speed of the game, but it's just the size and speed combination.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a normal dude and you're whatever thinking that your kid's going to play in the NFL or Major League Baseball or whatnot, just go try to get yourself into a locker room and see what it's like to not only do it for like a locker room, but I always challenge you to do it for like a day or two, like see a full day or see two full days strung together. Like you look at these Major League Baseball locker rooms, like, oh yeah, my son loves baseball, does he? They play 190 million games. They're playing 4 days in a row, yeah. And they're, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's crazy, and they fly from Minnesota to L.A. and then back to Baltimore to play in, you know, 9 straight games. It's nuts.
It's crazy. David Anderson, a former Texans wide receiver, joining us. D.A., I want to get your thoughts on D'Amico and the Texans and things like that in a second, but you were one of the first people that I thought of over the weekend when I heard the news. We all heard the news. About the passing of Jacoby Jones, of course, a teammate of yours. I know you guys were friends, and you had great Jacoby Jones stories back in the day. I just wanted to you know, get your reaction to the news, obviously, and get a chance to share some memories of Jacoby Jones.
It was hard. It still is hard. Spent the majority of my early career with Jacoby. I could say that, you know, as a receiver or any position, when someone gets drafted in your position, your first thought is like, you don't like this person because they're there to take your job. And Jacoby and I quickly became friends and made each other better football players. And I think in turn made each other better men. We seemed to always find ourselves because they weren't going to put Andre Johnson on scout team. Always running a scout team together, always taking special teams reps. If he wasn't the punt returner, I was the backup and kick returner. So we pretty much followed each other around the field one way or another for, you know, 4 or 5 straight years. I think, you know, off the field, we were obviously good friends. And someone tweeted a picture of us on a trip to San Antonio, one I'll never forget, mainly because it was actually put together by Jamie Roots, rest in peace, and Jacoby Jones was there, rest in peace. So, like, it's crazy to think that the Texans, this one off season, put Jacoby and I on a bus, or it wasn't a bus, it was more like a black car, but San Antonio, and our job was to convert, you know, all these local elementary schools into Texan fans, because they knew that if we put in the work then, and they'll be fans now, you know, of the team now. And it turned out it worked. And Jacoby and I probably went to 15 different elementary schools over the course of 3 days. and both of us, we would, you know, before we walked in, I'd be like, this one's on you. You got to gas me up. And I'll play second fiddle. And then in the next school, the next class, you'd be like, Dave, you got this one. And we would just constantly go up there and gas up the kids and get them all excited about being Texan fans, hand out free stuff. We had the mascot with us half the time and a cheerleader with us every now and then. So like, I just remember doing those trips with Jacoby. It was just us two representing the Texans and, you know, spending that time with them. And that was one of probably 1,000 stories I have, but that one just stuck out on Twitter just because it was just me and him not playing football, getting to know each other. Yeah. And then obviously there's just tons of stories about, like, you know, during the preseason when we get to play the Saints, and his mom would host us at the YMCA, and we'd eat, you know, gumbo and eat all the local food that his mom would cook, and his whole family would be there. And so it was just, it's a sad thing. It's a very sad thing. First kind of really close teammate that I've lost. So certainly something that's sticking with me.
DA, one of the things that I've realized since kind of being in a building and seeing it up close is the fraternity that is really truly there amongst players that make the NFL. And whether they're around a teammate for a year or a week, it just feels like there's this bond that, yeah, we made it together to the NFL, that it feels like guys are even closer than they might have been in college, even though they've been together for a year or two. And I can't remember, you were with Jacoby maybe 2-3 years, whatever it might have been. But
4.
Yeah. So it feels like there was that fraternity. It feels like there's that fraternity feeling amongst guys that are in the NFL. Did you find that to be the case? Not with just Jacoby, but with other guys that you played in the NFL, that you run into somebody that played for the Patriots out in California, and you kind of have this bond already because you did something that very few people are able to do, and that's play in the NFL. Do you kind of find that fraternity is actually there amongst players that did play in the NFL and makes you guys a little bit closer?
For sure, for sure. Like, you see Torrey Smith and you see some of these guys, talking about Jacoby and stuff like that, and you realize there's a bond between guys. And I think you play the name game with guys when you're retired, and there's always someone you played with that played with them. Yeah. Even now, I can like talk about JJ or Dwayne Brown or some of these other guys that had long extended careers, and they played on so many teams for so long that we have, you know, someone in common that was in our locker rooms that we could always talk about. I think you, especially if you catch someone like I had Jacoby at a stage where we were in the same kind of period of our career as a younger player, you learn a lot, right? Like you learn how to be a pro, you learn, how to make a football team. You learn the ins and outs of, how to do that. Right. And I think we were just, it was our job to terrorize Larry Kirksey. Jacoby and I, we did a really good job of that. Yeah. Jacoby a little bit better than me, but not much. But so you just kind of bond over these moments. Some trips you'll never forget, when Andre made the Pro Bowl, and it happened to be that one year where Miami hosted both the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl. He flew me and Jacoby and Glenn Martinez out there, and we spent a full week with Andre in Miami and all his family and whatnot. And like, that was special times. And so it's just like, you have those moments because there's in-season bonding. But then what I think fans don't realize is we're the only people on this kind of like awkward work schedule too. Like, we don't, after a game, right? We finish a game on Sunday. Normal people got to go to work Monday. We go to practice Monday, and then we have Tuesday off. It's not like I can call a bunch of friends and be like, all right, let's go out Monday night. They're like, bud, I got work tomorrow. We're like, oh yeah, sorry. So you kind of just end up hanging with each other and building those bonds in and on and off the field. And then certainly in the off season, you know, we'd catch each other in Houston, or we'd go to Miami and run with Dre or whatever it was. It was just like, it was pretty constant between everybody. And I think that's certainly a lot different than college, where you don't have to make these decisions, where they're kind of baked in and you're already there. So yeah, it's a different type of fraternity. It's very similar to I think, like, people talk about, like, the Marines and stuff like that, going to battle with these guys because you made this decision to go to this place in your career. So yeah, it's a special bond, and one that's when you lose a member, it's pretty tough.
David Anderson, former Texans wide receiver, joining us. DA, let's shift gears here with you real quick and talk about the Texans this upcoming season. I know it was it was fun this past season to see a lot of the guys that were part of your era of Texans football getting back kind of on board, involved with the team again. What are your thoughts on this young core and what you're looking to see from your former teammate D'Amico Ryans in year two?
I mean, I think it was 2010 when Arian Foster was on the cover of ESPN magazine and talked about us kind of making the playoffs and going deeper into the playoffs, and then you felt it right away, week one, two, and three, that teams were treating us differently. They were more prepared. Certainly, I don't want to say scouted us better, but they were taking us more serious on the field, not giving up, sloppy plays here and there. It's a different type of pressure, a different type of expectations on everyone. And to be honest, the teams you play prepare differently. And you say that out loud, and people think well, it's the NFL, you should prepare the same. But to be honest, there are just some teams that you gas up for and you get really ready for. For one reason or another, whether it's a rivalry or a division game or something like that. But when a team like the Texans has all this off-season momentum and has been talked about a lot, if you beat a team like that, it can help out your season. So they definitely have a target on their back and something they'll have to get used to. It reminds me of that, like I mentioned, that one year on Houston in 2010. So they'll have to be prepared, a lot more prepared and ready to take on that challenge. But from a alumni and fan perspective, I couldn't be more excited. It's been a long time, especially being out here in Los Angeles, since the Texans have been this relevant, and then everyone's kind of talking about us. They know our players. We got a bunch of people that they want to draft in fantasy, it's a silly thing to say, but I think it was one or two years ago, we had one fantasy player that everyone drafted. Now we got six. And so everyone follows the Texans and that goes far, it certainly gets, the whole city gassed up, everyone they associate with the team excited and looking forward for a good year for sure.
Yeah. How proud are you that a Cali boy is leading the Houston Texans and CJ Stroud?
I got a fan club out here. There's six of us, it's pretty big. It's growing.
Where do you watch? Do you guys watch
games
together?
CJ's family?
We got OBs out here in Manhattan Beach. I got a little spot. We watch the Texans. They put it on a certain TV. I'm slowly recruiting Houston Texan fans. Out here in California, there's no love for the Rams. They'll can quickly persuade a Los an Angelino into your team. So you just got to tell them, give them a little, give them an extra whatever cup of coffee because we watch the games in the morning, or you buy them a drink, and all of a sudden they're a Texan fan. So I've been converting people slowly, but. The style of play is exciting to watch. I think that's what people get excited about, right? And just the amount of they're doing the jerseys and the city's getting back into it. It feels, I don't know what if you guys can certainly tell me being talking about the team on a regular basis, but if it feels more than just a football team right now, it's got a culture and it's got a vibe. You know what I mean? And people forget that's a very, very important, because when you bring on a new player. I think what I always learned from Coach Kubiak is if you can shortcut the culture, if the player comes in there and understands the expectations that the team has and that they have of him and what the culture is like, so he can quickly behave correctly, you got a chance. But when you go into a team and if your team doesn't have an established brand of play and a brand of culture, it's you get lost and you're like, so what do we do here? Is it really key that, special teams kind of loosey-goosey? What are walkthroughs like? How do we treat Friday practices? You know what I mean? When you went to the Patriots with Belichick, you knew what you're getting into. When you went to the Ravens, you knew what you're getting into. You know what I mean? That's the Texans have a chance to be that type of team. When people show up, they know what the D'Amico expects. The leaders communicate that quickly to all players, and they behave accordingly. And all of a sudden, boom, you got a culture, you got a vibe, all of a sudden, you can shortcut that learning curve that all new players have, and you can hit the ground running.
Well, and it starts, the youngest guys on this team are that way, not just C.J. Stroud, but Will Anderson said in a press conference, D.A., recently, he was getting asked about guys at the Pro Bowl kind of talking to him about becoming a Houston Texan. Hey, what's it like with D'Amico? And Will Anderson, 22 years old or whatever he is, said, I had to tell him it's not for everybody. And that was really cool to hear, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you want it's supposed to not be for everybody. And I think the one thing too that Houston forgets is as a city for a player, I took it for granted certainly because I spent the majority of my career there. It's a great city for a player. Mm-hmm. It's hot as all hell is hot as Hades out there sometimes. Yeah. And so I always wonder why we're practicing, but like, why don't we just do this at midnight? Or when we would practice in the heat of the day, and then we would turn on the air conditioner for all the fans. I was like, this is BS. Let's smoke these guys out. They don't stand a chance. We play them at 1 o'clock. I don't care if the fans are sweating. They're going to sweat anyway. Let's beat a sweaty fan and a win is way better than a cool, happy fan and a loss.
That's
right.
Fair. Like, yeah.
Let's get these guys. Let's smoke them out. So anyway, like the city itself, you can find whatever you want. And I think like I took that for granted, because even guys out here, like I talked to some guys that play for the Rams, and some of them are the Chargers just moved to El Segundo, which is like 10 blocks from my house.
Mm-hmm.
That's a much better situation than the LA Rams are in, where they're out where I grew up, ironically, Thousand Oaks. There's nothing to do out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, if you want to go, you know, go to whatever, a dinner with players, there's like 3 restaurants to go to, or otherwise you got to drive like 45 minutes into LA proper. Ugh. Like in Houston, it was like 10 minutes. You could go anywhere you wanted. And guys were kind of, you know, all kind of like located around, for the most part, around the facility. Plenty of like games you could go to, and you know, you got Rockets games, you can get into whatever you wanted to. So I think the city, it can recruit players, but I'm glad Will said that, hey, the brand of ball isn't for everyone.
Yep, absolutely. David Anderson joining us here on Sports Radio 610.
What are you two clowns getting into, huh? What kind of mess did you two get into?
These
two bronies back together.
I just got, well, Seth is out today. So I
became sloppy second.
Thanks, Captain
Obvious.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
so, I, so I'm here rekindling an old flame. You know how that goes, D.A.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly what it
I
is.
I go through my little black book. I'm like, who can I? Seth's gone. When the Seth is away, the cat will play.
Yeah, it's just a little
saying.
Hotel tryst. That's all it is.
Yeah. That's it.
You're like, I don't want to watch Shawshank Redemption. I want the new Johnny.
Right. I got a sock on the door. Yeah, it's all good. It's
exactly.
All good.
Oh, God.
Hey, D.A., man, we miss you. Hey, before I let you go, how excited are you to watch your good friend Andre Johnson go into the Hall of Fame in a couple
of
weeks?
Yeah, very cool.
I'm gassed up about this. This is like the chats have been going wild. We have a bunch of group chats. We have a bunch of text threads with like old players on the, we have fantasy teams together. Everyone, mm-hmm. pretty much everyone I know is going. We got guys only play like a year or two with the Texans. They're going. It's going to be it'll be a proper showing of Texan alumni out there, which would be great. We've been waiting for this. I hope Andre has put a lot of money towards his liquor bill, because we're going to drink a lot of alcohol. Come celebrating at 8 o'clock, sitting in that heat waiting for him to give his speech, which I told him I'd write for him. I got guys. I can write something pretty good for him.
Yeah.
I was disappointed that I'm not introducing him. I told him that. I said I was waiting on that call. Apparently, he's using someone that's a little more professional than me, which is BS.
Yeah. It's Kubiak, right?
Yeah, but like, I'd go there.
Oh, you tear
it
up.
You don't want to give me 7 minutes on the mic.
No. Yeah, dude, it's not a roast. It's not a roast, D.A. It's a Hall of Fame induction.
Hall of Fame versus a roast. No, they roasted Brady.
What do you mean? It's whatever you want it to be, all right? It's 7 minutes. They don't tell you. There's no rules. You can say whatever you want.
D.A.
I would love to go there and tell Andre Johnson's stories about how he saved my life in the club. It'd be great.
that would go well to Hall of Fame. Hey, so you're going to be there in Canton.
I'll be there. I'll be
nice.
There flying.
All right.
I'm trying to get there for the Hall of Fame game, but I think I might just fly on Friday.
All right. Look me up. We'll be there.
I will be there.
Give me a call.
We'll be there.
All right.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
It's going to be a great time. It'll be that's the first time Texans have played in the Hall of Fame game too, right?
Since the opener.
Yeah, the opener.
The opening 2002. Of course, known around here as the Jeremy Shockey game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, is it okay?
Yeah, because Jeremy Shockey went off in that game, and then he ran over like a
Hall of Fame game.
It was his rookie game.
Stop trying. Hey, is Shockey going to be there? He was a teammate of Andre Johnson's at BU, right? Are you going to maybe you get to hang with Shockey, DA?
Yeah.
Dude, Andre had like a little party in Houston, and there were some Miami Cats there. That I love those. Just hanging with those guys are hilarious. Their stories are wild. What they were doing at the U was so NIL. I'll tell you what.
You mean that wasn't happening in Fort Collins, bro?
Unbelievable. Dude, I saw my face on a bus stop. I'm still trying to get residuals from that back in the day. Someone owes me $9.99
for that $92.
Picture.
I was on a bus stop.
Yeah, what the hell? Oh, some old lady sent her butt on my face over there. She owes me $10. Right,
that's it. That's a drop the mic
on
moment.
On that note. Yeah, you know what? I'm convinced DA should be introducing Andre Johnson to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
We get him to reconsider. David, still time.
David Anderson, former Texans wide receiver. You can get him on Twitter at DavidAnderson89. DA, we love you, man. Appreciate catching
up
with you.
Guys. You guys have fun.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on with us, DA. Appreciate that. David Anderson joining us here on the show. We went a little over, but I would say that was worth it. All right, so we're going to bounce here. We will get back on track. Got a few more things I need to run by Johnny, including SEC Media Days. Nick Saban said some things about UT. How's this 12-team playoff going to play out this year? I got my college football expert here. I want to talk about that as well. We'll do that next.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score.
Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast, big thanks to David Anderson, former Texans wide receiver, joined us. If you missed the interview, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app if you haven't already, but you can rewind. It'll be up on podcast. He had some, I thought, some great sentiments about Jacoby Jones, his former teammate. I obviously knew they were friends from the many conversations that you and I have had with David Anderson. I did not know the story of the two of them basically barnstorming West Texas to try to... Not an easy thing, man. That is Cowboys country out there.
No, it's not. And they've done that for years. I don't know. I think COVID kept it from happening again. I don't know. But I know we've had players that have gone down there and really enjoyed that trip. Now, they walk away from that like, oh my God, it's exhausting.
I'll bet.
But they end up having a good time because there are tons of fans down there, and they kind of barnstorm and they go around and do radio shows and... You know, just meet with fans.
Those
are the two best to have gone down.
Dude, you could not have picked two funnier, better dudes to go to that pitch.
Perfect.
David Anderson and Jacoby Jones. That's hilarious. So big thanks to DA. If you missed that interview, it'll be up on the podcast so you can rewind and listen to it. In the Loop, we'll start here at the top of the hour. John Harris in for Seth Payne. Seth is back tomorrow. Training camp gets going on Thursday. SEC Media Day is going on this week. Shots of Brian Kelly,
yeah,
my arch nemesis, strolling through whatever facility they're at doing SEC Media Days.
Wait, aren't you glad that
he's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I like Marcus Freeman. Yeah.
I'd much rather have Marcus Freeman than Brian Kelly.
Okay.
That's just me. It's my thought. I don't know. Did I say that out loud?
You never like getting dumped, though. That's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, you never like, you know, that's...
Yeah, kind of. But, I mean, you know, if you had a high-maintenance girlfriend that eventually just said...
Probably did us a favor.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of my point. Yeah. Like, get the step in. You know, hit the bricks. I'd much rather have Marcus Freeman. The way that he recruits, the way that he is with his players, I think he's going to be... Like, in all honesty, I don't know how great a coach Brian Kelly actually is.
Yeah, we'll see.
Gunset.
We'll see. Now, Nick Saban, undeniably a very good coach.
He was a great coach.
And I think he's going to be good on TV, too. Here was Nick Saban just firing off a nice little missile right at you, University of Texas Longhorns, yesterday.
You know, what kind of tickles me is all these people asking these questions about how Texas always ran the conference they were in. Hey, you know, they're not going to run the SEC. There's a whole lot of arrogant people in a lot of places in the SEC, so they can forget all about that. They'll be a good team and a great program, and Sark will do a great job, but that's not going to be a problem.
And I think what he's referring to there, like, there was the feeling in the Big 12, like, that it was Texas's show. Like, that, you know, it was...
Yeah.
That was their conference and
how
they decide. You know, the Longhorn Network was probably the one big reminder in the last 15 years or so that it was their conference. So Texas is... They're kind of forfeiting some power. They're selling out a little bit here, right? They're forfeiting some power to go take that big SEC paycheck, right?
And I understand it. To a degree.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the fact that, look, you're looking at the Big 12 as it was when the decision was made. I mean, if Texas and Oklahoma had stayed in the Big 12 and you brought in the four corner schools, man, now you're talking about, no, it's an 18-team conference. You probably maybe would shave a little bit, maybe. But you'd have a pretty salty football conference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If that were the case. So, Saban's right. He'll even tell you about Alabama. No team comes rolling into the SEC and is like, we're here. And everybody's like, oh, no. That's not going to happen. Now, I think most logically thinking Longhorns will look at it that way. Oh, look, nope, we're not going in there. We just want to go in there and be competitive in this conference. We want to go in there and win. We expect to win 10 games going into this conference, but we know we're not just going to run this thing. But we also know that there is probably a faction of Longhorn fans that are like, oh, yeah, we're going to do it. Did you see us in the playoff last year?
Yeah.
We beat Alabama at Alabama.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and this is what people miss a lot. And Saban actually said this with a tweet. And so I've said this before, too. I've said this about the NFL. Because in the NFL, every single week is you got to get geared up. Doesn't matter whether it's Commanders, the Titans, the Colts, the Steelers, the Chiefs. It doesn't matter. You got to get geared up for that game. If you don't, like the Jags found out last year in week three, if you're not geared up for an 0-2 team that some thought at the time was a 32nd ranked team, you're going to get popped.
Yep.
Well, it's that way in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Big 12 was building it to a point where you didn't have as many layups as Texas might have had, but it was Texas, so there's probably going to be some. You can't all of a sudden go play Alabama 1 week and then, all right, you're going to go play other schools in the Big 12 that are not at Alabama's caliber. I don't want to use any schools for example, but you get the point. In the SEC, you go from Alabama, okay, then you're going to play Georgia, and then after that, you're going to play Ole Miss. You look up and you've played three of the top 12 teams in the country week after week after week. And that, to me, is the litmus test for a team coming into a conference like the SEC, or that is the SEC. Can you play at that caliber, at that level, every week? Yeah, there's a game against Vanderbilt in there. Okay. But for the most part, you're playing, Auburn at Auburn. Is Auburn great? No, but at home, Auburn can be tricky. Georgia found it out last year. Not even a good Auburn team. But you got to go to Auburn and play that game. So I just think there's this thought that you ain't coming into this conference. Nick Saban's right. Nobody. He would even say his Alabama teams, if Alabama was going into the SEC, you're not going to run it. You're just not. That's not the way that conference is set up.
Isn't it fun to look up at the TV in the studio and see the caption at the bottom say, can Caleb Williams have a C.J. Stroud type effect? Isn't that fun to be a Texan fan and look up at the TV and see that's what's on First Take right now?
I'll tell you a quick story. So we're at the Senior Bowl, and I'm down on the field, and I'm walking. I'm kind of watching different things. And I look down, and the quarterbacks are throwing. They're doing they're taking the snaps from center and just getting those snaps and working through some steps and footwork and stuff like that.
Is this your Senior Bowl?
This Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
And so I get down there, and I can see there are a couple of guys videoing, and they've got the nice Amira cameras and everything, and they're videoing. And I look, and this guy's got a red sweatshirt on. And I kind of can't tell who it is. As he turns around, once they finish, I realize it's Patriots. And I just chuckled because I was like, for 20 years, they didn't have to do that. They didn't have to go.
It was some dude from the Patriots.
Yeah, it was a guy from the Patriots. He was filming all the quarterbacks. And I was like, for 20 years, they didn't have to go look at a damn quarterback.
Dude.
They didn't have to do anything. Their social media team couldn't have cared less who the quarterbacks were. Now, all of a sudden, they're taking video of Spencer Rattler taking snaps. They're taking...
What a horrible place to be.
And I just chuckled. And I went, that's not us anymore.
No.
That is not us
anymore. Hopefully
not
for a long, long time.
Yeah. And I just laughed. I was like, thank God.
Dude.
Because that's a purgatory that as an NFL fan, you just don't want to be in. You don't want to get to a point where you're like, well, maybe Daniel Jones will do it this year. Hell no. You want to look up and go, my guy's C.J. Stroud, and I know he'll do it this year.
Yeah, they were showing, I saw that clip from Hard Knocks on Twitter during my vacation of Jaden Daniels, clearly a little bit overwhelmed by what Brian Daboll was throwing at him. And I retweeted, I said, I'm just glad we don't have to worry about this. Like, I'm just, and this is no shot at Jaden Daniels. It was not meant to be a shot at Jaden Daniels, but it was at that point where I tweeted, literally 75% of the takes I have on anything with the offseason, it feels like this year, is thank God we have C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome.
I remember we were getting ready for the Ravens in the playoff game, and I texted you, and I was like, God dang it, I would love to have Kyle Hamilton. And I remember you said, you know what? I'm glad we don't, because Hamilton would have been alone worth a win or two, and that maybe keeps us from getting C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I talked you off the ledge a little bit.
And I was like, okay, because you know how much I loved Hamilton.
Yeah.
He's number one on my Harris 100. I love the guy.
I know.
And he's proving out exactly what I thought.
All pro,
he's a
man.
Stud.
Yeah.
Stud. But you're right. Like, if that would have changed the ecosphere, that we would have ended up with Anthony Richardson versus C.J. Stroud, I'll leave it alone.
It
did.
Brought us to this.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm with that.
All right, one more segment with John Harris. He's in for Seth Payne. We'll hand the baton to In the Loop here at the top of the hour. I do want to circle back. 12-team college football playoff. Okay. And I need thoughts from you. As long as I've got you here, Johnny, of course, I can text you anytime I want, but I want the audience to know. I need to know how my squad's going to do against these Aggies coming up at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, good.
All right? So I want to run that by you as well. We'll do that coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, our first year of a 12-team college football playoff. Here was Heather Dinich of ESPN yesterday talking about what this whole thing is going to look like this year.
it starts with who's getting into this thing. It's the five highest ranked conference champions and the next seven highest ranked teams. So you're going to have the SEC champion, Big 12, ACC, Big 10, and a team from the group of five. They're going to be in. I would say Notre Dame is going to be in the college football playoff. You're not going to know who your national champion is until January 20th, which is a lot later than everyone's used to. Fans are going to get a first round home game. That's outstanding. The four highest ranked conference champs get a first round bye. So Greeny, whoever loses in the SEC championship game is going to be in the playoff, and they're going to have to win four straight games to win the national title. That's 17 games. I don't care who you are. That's going to be tough.
Okay, I've got questions about that for you, Johnny, about the sheer volume of football they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Heather Dinich of ESPN kind of laying out the who, what, where of the college football playoff. I'm excited for games on college campuses that are going to be elimination games. I think that's going to be cool.
Yep.
You're my foremost authority on anything college football. Footballtakeover.com, Johnny's got a ton of college stuff on there as well. Dude was just at Big 12 Media Days, people. Are you a 12-team guy? Or are you a 4-team guy? Where are you on this whole thing?
I like 12 because I wanted teams to get buys. I wanted teams to like the buy in the NFL. I wish they had two, but one's fine. I just like to see teams rewarded for at least playing the regular season with some oomph. And the fact that those games, you know, end up mattering. So I'm cool with 12. I would be cool with 16, but I know people, oh, it's gonna water it down. Well, once you get to 16, now you lose those buys. And so, yeah, okay, you get a home game. Great. That's, you know, to start the play. All right, fine. I'd much rather a team have a bye. That's your reward. Your reward for going 12-1 or whatever it is you get a bye. I'm curious those seven teams and how much, because
the at-large teams.
The at-large teams. Yeah. Because how much SEC influence and Big Ten influence is there going to be? Because one of the things that I ended up hearing at Big 12 Media Days was the fact that the Big Ten and the SEC are trying to lock down a certain number of teams getting into the playoff.
That's been out there, yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, really? Yeah, I don't know if I like that if I'm the other teams. But then again, I think it's going to come down to the SEC Big Ten anyways in a number of instances. And what I mean by that is I think those two conferences are just going to pull away and do their own thing, which eventually happens. But right now at 12, I like it. I like it. It's got buys. I like the home playoff games. I wish the next round was at home. I wish the teams would get a bye and a home game.
Mm-hmm.
Because
those will be in bowl games.
Those would be in bowl games. I like the bowl games being more viable, but I also know that it's really tough. Even if you get a bye, you've got to win three games. Are your fans going to go to all three games? Man, that's costly.
Oh, yeah.
So if you at least play it on campus, it's a little less costly, mm-hmm. But I get it. I'm actually excited about this playoff. I mean, there's so many moving parts. I'm so curious what Texas, Oklahoma do in the SEC. Colorado, everybody wants to watch, apparently. They're the Super Bowl for every opponent. have fun with that.
Yeah.
Have fun with that. I'm waiting to see that whole thing implode at some point. But I like it. And I like it because the teams in Texas, Texas A&M, very right in the mix of all this. Connor Wigman stays healthy at A&M. It's going to be a really fun team to watch. A couple of transfers came in that are really good. Nick Scouten from Purdue, who's from Bryan, went back home. He's going to be a stud. I think A&M's great on the defensive line in particular. So they're going to be a really fun team to watch for sure. And then, of course, Texas going into the SEC and what that's going to be.
Okay, I got a few questions here.
Okay.
A few things I want to bounce off you.
Okay, let's go.
Before John Lopez, and it looks like Brandon Scott's in with John today.
Okay.
Before they get in here. Over under number of Texas teams in the 12-team playoff, 1.5.
Under.
Under. Is it UT or is it A&M?
My gut tells me Texas.
Yep.
It's because Texas, Quinn Ewers coming back. I know Wigman's coming back for A&M, but missed a lot of snaps last year. I think it was, game two or game three. They ended up going out. I do think A&M is going to be pretty salty, I think, because Mike Elko is going to be a much more organized and better leader for this particular group.
Elko's a good coach.
Yeah, Elko's a very good coach. Yeah. I think with Mark Stoops, they would have been happy. Well, Addison's happy. I think they would have been a good football team with Mark Stoops, and I think they're going to be a good football team with Mike Elko. I think it's going to be tough for A&M. I mean, obviously, they have Notre Dame, then they got the conference schedule. Texas has Michigan, and then a conference schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But at least A&M's game is at home. Texas has to go to Ann Arbor. That's going to be an interesting one. But I think it's going to be tough for both of them to make it. I do think one of them's going to make it with 10, 11 wins. I think one's going to just get knocked out at 9-3.
What's your early read on that A&M Notre Dame game? There's some interesting storylines there because you got Elko, the coach who used to be a Duke, going against Riley Leonard, who used to be the quarterback.
And that's a massive story in this game because he's going to know how to prepare for Leonard.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Notre Dame's losing both Joe Alt and Blake Fisher, we know. And A&M's strength is on the defensive edges. They're going to be able to get heat on Leonard. That's going to force him to run, which is probably something that Notre Dame doesn't want Leonard to do all that much. So that, to me, is going to be the biggest key. A&M's got to block Howard Cross. Howard Cross is one of my top 50 players.
He's is he really? Yes.
He's like 6'1", 280, but man, I know. He's so
productive.
Quick,
yeah.
Fun to watch.
Yeah.
So yeah, my top 50, my Nifty Hairs 50 just dropped at footballtakeover.com, dropped last night. Go check that out. That's going to be a hell of a game to start off.
Oh, it's going
to be sloppy. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be hot.
Oh, yeah.
But that's going to be a fun as hell game.
Come in on Monday and fight John Lopez.
What's going to be awesome about that is they're so good on both sides in the trenches. I mean, you know, Notre Dame, I mentioned Howard Cross, but they also got Riley Mills.
Yeah.
They've got to get they need some pass rush help. I don't know if they've got much off the edge, but Wigman against Leonard, good one.
You know who my comp is for Riley Mills? J.J. Watt.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Because they're both big, and there's something about them, and they wear 99, and there's something about them.
Very athletic guys.
Well, very athletic. Like, there's just something about them that reminds me of J.J. Watt. I can't quite put my finger on it. Yeah. It's the same feeling I got with Reed Sheppard and Mark Price earlier.
Yeah, we'll think about that. Think about that over the weekend.
Can't quite put my finger on it. Hey, last thing I want to ask you. Do you think we see players opt out of the 12-team playoff?
Because
Heather Dinich touched on something there. Like, you got guys you're asking to play 17 games possibly, you know? At very least 16.
Boy, that's not going to be good. Now, if Caleb Williams had done it, I think Caleb Williams still goes number one in the NFL.
Probably yeah.
There may be 3 to 5 players it impacts. But there's going to be some idiot that goes, I'm not playing in the playoff, and that he's maybe first or second. He'll go in the 3rd or 4th. I promise you.
Okay.
That still is a thing for scouts to say, does this dude want to play football?
Yeah.
And when we hand him millions of dollars, is he still going to want to play football?
Right. It's one thing to back out of the Tostitos or the Cheeto Bowl. It's another thing to back out of a game where you've got a chance to go win something big.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Man, your faith in mankind is better than mine. I think there's going to be
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
No, I think it's going to happen.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be unfortunate, and I think what's going to end up happening is there will be a player, and all of a sudden that dude, man, I wish I played in that bowl game.
Yep.
I wish I'd played that playoff game.
Yeah, playoff game.
Playoff game.
Playoff game.
When can you – I mean, think about it. C.J. Stroud became the player that he is. I mean, people started paying attention to C.J. after what?
Georgia game.
The playoff
game. Yeah, Georgia game. Yep, for sure. Brandon Scott, John Lopez are here. What's up, fellas?
We're talking Aggie football?
A little bit.
Aggie football?
A little bit, yeah.
You know what my comp is for the 2024 Aggies?
Who's your comp?
The 2001 Miami Hurricanes.
and you know what?
Ken Dorsey.
And if that's the case, is Jimbo going to get the credit that he deserves?
Hell no.
are the Aggies even a top 5 team in the SEC?
They're top 5. They're top 5. Right at 5, right?
I think you just gave Johnny a topic
aren't they top 5?
Georgia, Texas, Ole Miss. Yeah.
They're right
Alabama.
About 5. They're right
they're,
about
They're 5, 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, that's saying something.
I was just poking at Lopez. Yeah,
but I mean, they're in that mix for sure.
Yeah.
But I think, Georgia. I think Georgia's without a doubt.
Yeah.
And Texas can beat Texas, but all you got to do is beat them on November 30th.
That's it.
Home.
Come on.
Light, those you couldn't see on the camera, light, or those are only work. Listening, John just went, whatever.
Saban's already got Georgia and Texas in the SEC championship.
I saw that. Does he? Okay.
He's already got them.
All right.
So, because he's got to have takes now.
He's got to have takes, he's got to have his damn credential, too.
He's got to have a credential.
He's been anti-take and anti-credential all his life, and now he's got to have both.
He does, but that's either shots fired at Kalen DeBoer. Did I pronounce his name right?
Yeah, DeBoer.
DeBoer.
Yeah.
or shots fired at how he left the cupboard. He himself left the cupboard, Nick Saban.
I'll tell you one thing that DeBoer is doing. Yeah. He's recruiting his ass.
He really got a couple yesterday.
Cow.
He got a couple,
Yeah, he is getting five stars all over the place.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, that NIL collective must be pretty damn good down in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, you think?
I thought they didn't have money.
You think? Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. I don't know if you guys heard David Anderson on with us a little bit earlier.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, so good.
A little bit.
He's,
so
he's excellent, right?
Yeah.
I thought, I mean, obviously the Jacoby Jones sentiments were fantastic and very insightful, and the two of them spent a lot of time together. That was really cool. If you missed it, it's up on the podcast, or get the Odyssey app and you can rewind, whatever you want to do. I thought it was really cool to hear him talk about, and we've seen other Texans alums, just like you could really sense with him just how proud he is of the direction this team is going right now.
They're coming back.
I thought that was really cool. Like, just that he feels like there's a culture in place again, and like, it's, you know, you got to pay the price.
And when I say they're coming back, I mean former players are coming back.
Yeah,
because no matter what anybody thinks, there was a lot of them were out.
Right.
Out.
Yeah.
You know, I know people.
And the timing, I was just going to say, Johnny, the timing of it is great.
Yeah.
Like, you've got, it's D'Amico's team.
Yes.
Obviously, C.J. Stroud and what that represents. Andre Johnson going into the Hall of Fame. For it to be kind of this perfect wave of everything going right for the Texans at this moment, you could see why they would be coming back.
Yeah. It's, you know, we have that homecoming. There's always a game on the schedule. It's called a, you know, homecoming game.
Yeah.
And for 3 years, it was like, But I love that game because I see guys come back from teams that, you know, I covered them in the locker room. You know, been here since 07 or, you know, from 14 out on the sidelines. And so I love that game. Mm. But nobody was really coming to it.
Yeah.
In, well, of course, they couldn't in 2020. No, and I say nobody, I mean the players weren't coming back. There was not something that they were excited about. But then all of a sudden this past year, D'Amico's here.
Yeah.
You know, now Andre goes in the Hall of Fame. Now
they're coming
guys
back.
Want to be back.
Back.
And so it's awesome to see the number of players that, you know, I run into that are like, oh yeah, man, I haven't seen you in a while. You know, what are you doing? And just catch up with them. It's really cool. But they want to be back and be around. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and then you just think about the excitement of this training camp. Like when you compare it to others, and y'all have been here for all of it. Like it is right there at the top. Like between, like from CJ all the way down, D'Amico, CJ, the new additions, the players that are returning. I mean, the upside of the team overall. Dude. Like it's kind of rare.
I'm so intrigued to see what this is going to look like. The first one that fans are allowed at on the 23rd.
Oh,
fascinating.
It's
going to
be like a game.
Yeah. I mean, like how early are people out there?
Yeah.
Dude. You know?
Hopefully it's not like Colombia and Argentina.
Yeah. Hard sneaking in through air ducts.
Bite your tongue.
Yeah.
Bite your tongue.
I hope it's not like that.
I never got to that with you today. I had it on the rundown. What sporting event would you have snuck in through air ducts to go watch?
I did sneak into sporting event.
I stuck into a Guns N' Roses concert.
Yeah.
Over at the Summit.
Okay.
Yeah, we paid the security guard. We got there late. We paid him like $10. He let us sit in the upper deck.
No, I'm talking air ducts.
Like, well, when the Spurs were in the ABA and I was 12, 13 years old, I snuck into probably 20 games.
Okay.
I'm not proud of it, but hey, I got to see Wilt and Doc. And
Maybe you're not proud of that.
Yeah. You can be proud of that.
Okay, I'm
snuck
proud
in
of it.
To watch games.
There was a back door that was always unlocked.
Yeah. That's all right. Look, there's a lot of confessions going on here today. Johnny confessed to like stealing a Sobe water or something earlier today, unintentionally.
Yeah, my wife loved hearing about my gambling exploits or losses.
Yeah,
she liked hearing about that. But yeah, I mean, I think the one I always think about this, there's that area behind on the north end, and there's one covering, and people sit there
all
day, and they stay in there, and it's 7,
I know exactly
deep.
What you're talking
that
about.
That thing's going to be packed.
Yeah.
But I also start thinking, are there going to be people that are going to drive, you know, not drive by, but maybe like drive and park and like try and look over the fence and do those kind of things they can't get in?
It's going to be fascinating. It's
right.
Give me a lot
you juxtapose that from 3 years ago, and it's like,
yeah, I don't want it to look like the soccer thing, but I can't lie, that would be good for radio. That would be good for the show.
Yes,
so I'm
B.
not.
Scott loves his content.
I am not encouraging.
No.
Misbehavior.
No, not
but
at all.
It would be good for radio.
B. Scott, no offense, I have to distance myself from that comment.
Yeah,
I need it for it to be, you know, not unruly,
orderly.
Everybody orderly where they need to be.
All the disclaimers. All the disclaimers necessary.
Well, we're allowed to root for chaos.
Yes,
Johnny's got to stretch his shoes a little bit.
No chaos. But if you want to come see, you know, us, you guys, Sean and Seth will be out there from 6 to 8.
Yep.
Mark and I will be out there. And then you guys will be out there from 10 and beyond.
Yes, sir.
When it starts breaking down.
Thursday, but you always get man. 2 days from now.
Day after
awesome.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, days. Can't wait. What do they say? Two more sleeps.
Two more sleeps.
Two more sleeps. Sleeps, yeah.
More sleeps, baby.
Yep. All right.
Can't wait.
We are done. We are overtime right now. Johnny, cool. I enjoyed this as always.
Yeah, man, that was a blast.
Love
thank
you, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, boys. Good luck. Have fun.
Yeah.
Have a listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to eight, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Type effect. Isn't that fun to be a Texan fan and look up at the TV and see that's what's on? That's what's on First Take right now.
I'll tell you a quick story. So we're at the Senior Bowl, and I'm down on the field, and I'm walking. I'm kind of watching, you know, different things. And I look down, and the quarterbacks are throwing. They're doing like they're taking the snaps from center and just getting those snaps and working through some steps and footwork and stuff like
this
that.
This year's Senior Bowl?
This Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
And so I get down there, and I can see there are a couple of guys videoing, and they've got the nice Amir cameras and everything, and they're videoing. And I look, and this guy's got a red sweatshirt on. And I kind of can't tell who it is. As he turns around, once they finish, I realize it's Patriots. And I just chuckled because I was like, for 20 years, they didn't have to do that. It was a guy from the Patriots. He was filming all the quarterbacks. And I was like, for 20 years, they didn't have to go look at a damn quarterback.
Dude.
They didn't have to do anything. Their social media team couldn't have cared less who the quarterbacks were. Now all of a sudden they're taking video of Spencer Rattler taking snaps. You know, they're taking
horrible place
Bo
to be.
Nicks, and I just chuckled and I went, that's not us anymore.
No.
That is
hopefully
not us anymore.
Hopefully not for a long, long time.
Yeah. And I just laughed. I was like, thank God.
Dude.
Because that's a purgatory that as an NFL fan, you just don't want to be in. You don't want to get to a point where you're like, well, maybe Daniel Jones will do it this year. Hell no. You want to look up and go, my guy's CJ Stroud, and I know he'll do it this year.
Yeah, they were showing, I saw that clip from Hard Knocks on Twitter during my vacation of Jaden Daniels, clearly kind of a little bit overwhelmed by what Brian Daboll was throwing at him. And I retweeted, I said, I'm just glad we don't have to worry about this. Like, I'm just, and this is no shot at Jaden Daniels. It was not meant to be a shot at Jaden Daniels, but it was at that point where I tweeted, literally 75% of the takes I have on anything with the offseason, it feels like this year, is thank God we have CJ Stroud.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome.
I remember we were getting ready for the Ravens in the playoff game, and I texted you, and I was like, God dang it, I would love to have Kyle Hamilton. And I remember you said, you know what? I'm glad we don't, because Hamilton would have been alone worth a win or two, and that maybe keeps us from getting CJ Stroud.
Yeah, I talked you off the ledge a little bit.
And I was like, okay, because you know how much I loved Hamilton.
Yeah.
You know, he's number one on my Harris 100. I love the guy.
I know.
And he's proving out exactly what I thought.
All pro,
he's a
man.
Stud.
Yeah.
Stud. But you're right. Like, if that would have changed the ecosphere, that we would have ended up with Anthony Richardson versus CJ Stroud, I'll leave it alone.
It brought us to this.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm with that.
All right. One more segment with John Harris. He's in for Seth Payne. We'll hand the baton to In the Loop here at the top of the hour. I do want to circle back. 12-team college football playoff. Okay. And I need thoughts from you. As long as I've got you here, Johnny, of course, I can text you anytime I want, but I want the audience to
know.
I need to know how my squad's going to do against these Aggies coming up at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, good.
Right? So I want to run that by you as well. We'll do that coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, our first year of a 12-team college football playoff. Here was Heather Dinich of ESPN yesterday talking about what this whole thing is going to look like this year.
It starts with who's getting into this thing. It's the five highest ranked conference champions and the next seven highest ranked teams. So you're going to have the SEC champion, Big 12, ACC, Big 10, and a team from the group of five. They're going to be in. I would say Notre Dame is going to be in the college football playoff. You're not going to know who your national champion is until January 20th, which is a lot later than everyone's used to. Fans are going to get a first round home game. That's outstanding. The four highest-ranked conference champs get a first-round bye. So, Greeny, whoever loses in the SEC championship game is going to be in the playoff, and they're going to have to win four straight games to win the national title. That's 17 games. I don't care who you are. That's going to be tough.
Okay, I've got questions about that for you, Johnny, about the sheer volume of football they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Heather Dinich of ESPN kind of laying out the who, what, where of the college football playoff. I'm excited for games on college campuses that are going to be elimination games. I think that's going to be cool.
Yep.
You're my foremost authority on anything college football. FootballTakeover.com, Johnny's got a ton of college stuff on there as well. Dude was just at Big 12 Media Days, people. Are you a 12-team guy? Or are you a 4-team guy? Where are you on this whole thing?
I like 12 because I wanted teams to get buys. I wanted teams to like the buy in the NFL. I wish they had two, but one's fine. I just like to see teams rewarded for at least playing the regular season with some oomph. And the fact that those games, you know, end up mattering. So I'm cool with 12. I would be cool with 16, but I know people, oh, it's gonna water it down. Well, once you get to 16, now you lose those buys. And so, yeah, okay, you get a home game. Great. That's, you know, to start the play. All right, fine. I'd much rather a team have a bye. That's your reward. Your reward for going 12-1 or whatever it is you get a bye. I'm curious those seven teams and how much, because
the at-large teams?
The at-large teams. Yeah. Because how much SEC influence and Big Ten influence is there going to be? Because one of the things that I ended up hearing at Big 12 Media Days was the fact that the Big Ten and the SEC are trying to lock down a certain number of teams getting into the playoff.
That's been out there, yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, really? Yeah, I don't know if I like that if I'm the other teams. But then again, I think it's going to come down to the SEC Big Ten anyways in a number of instances. And what I mean by that is I think those two conferences are just going to pull away and do their own thing, which eventually happens. But right now at 12, I like it. I like it. It's got buys. I like the home playoff games. I wish the next round was at home. I wish the teams would get a bye and a home game.
Mm-hmm.
Because
those will be in bowl games.
Those would be in bowl games. I like the bowl games being more viable, but I also know that it's really tough. Even if you get a bye, you've got to win three games. Are your fans going to go to all three games? Man, that's right. That's costly.
Oh, yeah.
So if you at least play it on campus, it's a little less costly, mm-hmm. But I get it. I'm actually excited about this playoff. I mean, there's so many moving parts. I'm so curious what Texas, Oklahoma do in the SEC. Colorado, everybody wants to watch, apparently. They're the Super Bowl for every opponent. have fun with that.
Yeah.
Have fun with that. I'm waiting to see that whole thing implode at some point. But I like it. And I like it because the teams in Texas, Texas A&M, very right in the mix of all this. Connor Wigman stays healthy at A&M. It's going to be a really fun team to watch. A couple of transfers came in that are really good. Nick Scouten from Purdue, who's from Bryan, went back home. He's going to be a stud. I think A&M's great on the defensive line in particular. So they're going to be a really fun team to watch for sure. And then, of course, Texas going into the SEC and what that's going to be.
Okay, I got a few questions here.
Okay.
A few things I want to bounce off you.
Okay, let's go.
Before John Lopez, and it looks like Brandon Scott's in with John today.
Okay.
Before they get in here. Over under number of Texas teams in the 12-team playoff, 1.5.
Under.
Is it UT or is it A&M?
My gut tells me Texas.
Yep.
It's because Texas, Quinn Ewers coming back. I know Wigman's coming back for A&M, but missed a lot of snaps last year. I think it was, game two or game three. They ended up going out. I do think A&M is going to be pretty salty, I think, because Mike Elko is going to be a much more organized and better leader for this particular group.
Elko's a good coach.
Yeah, Elko's a very good coach. Yeah. I think with Mark Stoops, they would have been happy. Well, Anderson's happy. I think they would have been a good football team with Mark Stoops, and they're going to be a good football team with Mike Elko. I think it's going to be tough for A&M. I mean, obviously, they have Notre Dame, then they got the conference schedule. Texas has Michigan, and then a conference schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But at least A&M's game is at home. Texas has to go to Ann Arbor. That's going to be an interesting one. But I think it's going to be tough for both of them to make it. I do think one of them's going to make it with 10-11 wins. I think one's going to just get knocked out at 9-3.
What's your early read on that A&M Notre Dame game? There's some interesting storylines there because you got Elko, the coach who used to be a Duke, going against Riley Leonard,
right,
who used to be the quarterback.
And that's a massive story in this game because he's going to know how to prepare for Leonard.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Notre Dame's losing both Joe Alt and Blake Fisher, we know. And A&M's strength is on the defensive edges. They're going to be able to get heat on Leonard. That's going to force him to run, which is probably something that Notre Dame doesn't want Leonard to do all that much. So that, to me, is going to be the biggest key. A&M's got to block Howard Cross. Howard Cross is one of my top 50 players.
He's is he really? Yes.
He's like 6'1", 280, but man, I know. He's so
productive.
Quick.
Yeah.
Fun to watch.
Yeah.
So yeah, my top 50, my Nifty Hairs 50 just dropped at footballtakeover.com, dropped last night.
So go check that out. That's going to be a hell of a game to start off.
Oh, it's going
to
be
sloppy. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be hot.
Oh, yeah.
But that's going to be a fun as hell game.
Come in on Monday and fight John Lopez.
What's going to be awesome about that is they're so good on both sides in the trenches. I mean, you know, Notre Dame, I mentioned Hart Cross, but they also got Riley Mills.
Yeah.
They've got to get some – they need some pass rush help. I don't know if they've got much off the edge, but Wegman against Leonard, good one.
You know who my comp is for Riley Mills? J.J. Watt.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Because they're both big, and there's something about them, and they wear 99, and there's something about them.
Very athletic guys.
Very athletic. There's just something about them that reminds me of J.J. Watt. I can't quite put my finger on it. It's the same feeling I got with Reed Sheppard and Mark Price earlier.
Yeah, I mean, we'll think about that. Think about that over the weekend.
Can't quite put my finger on it. Hey, last thing I want to ask you. Do you think we see players opt out of the 12-team playoff? Because Heather Dinich touched on something there. Like, you got guys you're asking to play 17 games possibly, you know? The very least 16.
Boy, that's not going to be good. Now, if Caleb Williams had done it, I think Caleb Williams still goes number one in the NFL.
Probably so, yeah.
There may be 3 to 5 players that impacts. But there's going to be some idiot that goes, I'm not playing in the playoff. And then he's maybe first or second. He'll go in the third or fourth.
Okay.
I promise you.
Okay.
That still is a thing for scouts to say, does this dude want to play football?
Yeah.
And when we hand him millions of dollars, is he still going to want to play football?
Right. It's one thing to back out of the Tostitos or the Cheeto Bowl. It's another thing to back out of a game where you've got a chance to go win something big.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Man, your faith in mankind is better than mine. I think there's going to be
No, I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
No, I think it's going to happen.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be unfortunate, and I think what's going to end up happening is there will be a player, and all of a sudden that dude, man, I wish I'd played in that bowl game.
Yep.
I wish I'd have played that playoff game.
Yeah, playoff game.
Playoff game.
Playoff game.
When can you, I mean, think about it. C.J. Stroud became the player that he is. I mean, people started paying attention to C.J. after what?
Georgia game.
The playoff
game. Yeah, Georgia game. Yep, for sure. Brandon Scott, John Lopez are here. What's up, fellas?
We're talking Aggie football.
A little bit.
Aggie football.
A little bit. Yeah.
You know what my comp is for the 2024 Aggies?
Who's your comp?
The 2001 Miami Hurricanes.
and you know what?
Ken Dorsey.
And if that's really the case, is Jimbo going to get the credit that he deserves?
Hell no.
Are the Aggies even a top five team in the SEC?
Yeah, they're top five. Right at five.
I think you just gave Johnny a topic.
Aren't they top
five? Georgia, Texas, Ole Miss. Yeah.
They're right about
Alabama.
Five. They're right
they're,
about
they're 5-6.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, that's saying
just,
something.
I was just poking at Lopez. Yeah,
but I mean,
there.
they're in that mix for sure.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, you know, Georgia. I think Georgia's without a doubt.
Yeah.
And Texas can beat Texas, but all you got to do is beat them on November 30th.
That's it.
Come on.
Light,
those
light
you couldn't see on the camera, light, or those are only
work.
Listening. John just went, whatever.
Saban's already got Georgia and Texas in the SEC championship.
I saw that. Does he? Okay.
He's already got
all
them.
All right.
So, because you know he's got to have takes now.
He's got to have takes, but he's got to have his damn credential.
He's been anti-take and anti-credential all his life, and now he's got to have both.
He does, but that's either shots fired at Kalen DeBoer. Did I pronounce his name right?
Yeah, DeBoer, yeah.
DeBoer. Or shots fired at how he left the cupboard. He himself left the cupboard, Nick Saban.
I'll tell you one thing that DeBoer is doing. Yeah. He's recruiting his ass.
Yeah, really? He got a couple yesterday.
Cow.
He got a
is
couple,
he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is getting 5 stars all over the place.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, that NIL collective must be pretty damn good down in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, you think?
I thought they didn't have money.
You think? Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know if you guys heard David Anderson on with us a little bit earlier.
A little bit.
Oh,
yeah,
so good.
A little bit. Yeah.
He's
so good.
Excellent, right?
Yeah.
Obviously the Jacoby Jones sentiments were fantastic and very insightful, and the two of them spent a lot of time together. That was really cool. If you missed it, it's up on the podcast, or get the Odyssey app and you can rewind, whatever you want to do. I thought it was really cool to hear him talk about, and we've seen other Texans alums, just like you could really sense with him just how proud he is of the direction this team is going right now.
They're coming back.
I thought that was really cool, like just that he feels like there's a culture in place again, and like it's, you know, you got to pay the price.
When I say they're coming back, I mean former players are coming back.
Yeah,
because no matter what anybody thinks, there was a lot of them were out.
Right.
Out.
Yeah.
I know people.
And the timing, I was just going to say, Johnny, the timing of it is great.
Yeah.
Like you've got, it's D'Amico's team.
Yes.
Obviously, C.J. Stroud and what that represents. Andre Johnson going into the Hall of Fame.
for it to be kind of this perfect wave of everything going right for the Texans at this moment, you could see why they would be coming back.
Yeah. It's, you know, we have that homecoming. There's always a game on the schedule. It's called a, you know, homecoming game.
Yeah.
And for 3 years, it was like, eh.
Yeah.
But I love that game because I see guys come back from teams that, you know, I covered them in the locker room, you know, been here since 07 or, you know, from 14 out on the sidelines. And so I love that game. Mm. But nobody was really coming to it. Yeah. In, well, of course, they couldn't in 2020. No, and I say nobody, I mean the players weren't coming back. There was not something that they were excited about. But then all of a sudden this past year, D'Amico's here.
Yeah.
You know, now Andre goes in the Hall of Fame. Now
they're coming
guys
back.
Want to be back.
Yeah. Back.
And so it's awesome to see the number of players that, you know, I run into that are like, oh yeah, man, I haven't seen you in a while. You know, what are you doing? And just catch up with them. It's really cool. But they want to be back and be around. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah,
really,
and then you just think about the excitement of this training camp. Like when you compare it to others, and y'all have been here for all of it. Like it is right there at the top. Like between, like from CJ all the way down, D'Amico, CJ, the new additions, the players that are returning. I mean, the upside of the team overall. Dude, like it's kind of rare.
I'm so intrigued to see what this is going to look like. The first one that fans are allowed at on the 23rd.
Oh,
fascinating.
It's gonna be like a game.
Yeah, I mean, like how early are people out there? Yeah, dude. You know,
hopefully it's not like Colombia and Argentina.
Yeah. Hard sneaking rock in the through air,
bite
air
your
ducts.
Tongue.
Yeah,
bite
yeah.
your tongue.
Hope it's not like that.
I never got to that with you today. I had it on the rundown. What sporting event would you have snuck in through air ducts to go watch?
I did sneak into a sporting event.
I stuck into a Guns N' Roses concert.
Yeah,
over at the Summit.
Okay.
Yeah, we paid the security guard. That's we got good. There late. Paid him like $10. He let us sit in the upper deck.
No, I'm talking air ducts.
Like, well, when the Spurs were in the ABA and I was 12, 13 years old, I snuck into probably 20 games.
Okay.
I'm not proud of it, but hey, I got to see Wilt and Doc. And
yeah.
Maybe you're not proud of that. Yeah. You can be proud of that.
Okay, I'm
snuck
proud
in
of it.
Watch games.
There was a back door that was always unlocked.
Yeah. That's all right. Look, there's a lot of confessions going on here today. Johnny confessed to like stealing a Sobe water or something earlier today, unintentionally.
Yeah, my wife Kroger. Loved hearing about my gambling exploits or losses.
Yeah,
she liked hearing about that. But yeah, I mean, I think it's. The one I always think about this. There's that area behind on the north end, and there's one covering, and people sit there
all
day, and they stay in there, and it's 7.
I know exactly
deep.
What you're talking
that
about.
Thing's gonna be packed.
Yeah,
but I also start thinking, are there gonna be people that are gonna drive, you know, not drive by, but maybe like drive and park and like try and look over the fence and do those kind of things? They can't get in.
It's gonna be fascinating. It's
right.
Give me a lot
you juxtapose that from 3 years ago, and it's like,
yeah, I don't want it to look like the soccer thing, but I can't lie, that would be good for radio. That would be good for the show.
Yes,
so Scott
loves his content.
I am not encouraging.
No.
Misbehavior.
No, not.
But
at
it
all.
Would be good for radio.
B Scott, no offense. I have to distance myself from that comment.
Yeah,
I needed for it to be, you know, not unruly,
orderly.
Everybody orderly where they need to be.
All the disclaimers. All the disclaimers necessary.
Well, we're allowed to root for chaos.
Yes,
Johnny's got to stretch his shoes a little bit.
No chaos. But if you want to come see, you know, us, you guys, Sean and Seth will be out there from 6 to 8.
Yep.
Mark and I will be out there. And then you guys will be out there from 10 and beyond.
Yes, sir.
When it starts breaking down.
Thursday, man. 2 days from now.
Day after tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait. What do they say? Two more sleeps.
Two more sleeps.
Two more sleeps. Yeah.
Two more sleeps, baby.
Yep. All right.
Can't wait.
We are done. We are overtime right now. Johnny, cool. I enjoyed this as always.
Yeah, man. That was a blast.
Love
Thank
you, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, boys. Good luck. Have fun.
Yeah.
Listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool
to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to eight, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.